WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Hardy.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Can I mention that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back. 'Cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends.
Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind. 'Cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits. I want to see you smile.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. I am your host, Lindsay Warren. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer/co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
This music always puts me in a good mood.
It's designed to make you happier, and it's you know, it works.
It does. Nice little tune.
Nice and mellow.
Very mellow. Can you believe that 10.7 million people watched the concert?
Yes, I can, but no, I can't. That's insane.
In-game,
not including videos. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we are talking about the Marshmello concert that was a couple weeks ago in Fortnite, the live event that happened. 10 million people, almost 11 million people watched it live in-game alone. That doesn't include streamers, that doesn't include on YouTube. I mean, that is insanity.
10.7 million people concurrent players were watching it in-game.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. By the way, you can tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow, at Lindsward, come to RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, Gerwick.net, or twitch.tv/WTRLive to interact with us later tonight. But yeah, it's crazy. Dying game, huh? Dying game.
Dying game. Totally dying game. Not. So, alrighty. And we were going to be talking about Fortnite a lot next week, so everybody stay tuned because the new season drops next Friday?
Next Thursday.
So, you know, everybody just sit tight for that because we're going to be having a lot of Fortnite discussion.
So we're giving you a week in advance notice. We're going to be talking Fortnite live next week.
Yes, and we may have to have a panel for that.
We may. We'll see.
We may. We'll have to see if we can get two panelists on, but we'll have to wait. But anyway, so we have a lot of news. This was an odd news week. We've got all your favorites, SmackDown, NXT, Tweet of the Week, all that fun, good, happy stuff.
And we're reviewing Elimination Chamber.
Yay, Elimination Chamber. I knew we were reviewing something, I just can't remember what.
It's right there. It says it in black and white.
I know, but I watched Elimination Chamber. And anyway,
But it,
we'll save that for later.
The cheat sheet's right there. It tells you what it says. It says it right there.
I know that, but yeah.
Move your eyes down. You can see it right there, segment two.
I can move my eyes down, but I have to have my glasses on.
See, there's your prop. There, see. Anyway, this is presented by Garbage.net and FightBooth.com. What's in the news?
All right, like I said, this was a weird news week. So we have a couple big stories, probably the biggest one that got announced, or one of the biggest, I should say, up until today, was that D-Generation X is announced for the WWE Hall of Fame. They are the first inductees announced for 2019, and it is not just Hunter and Sean, it is the entirety of DX. So Hunter, Sean, the Outlaws, X-Pac, and China.
Yep.
She's going in, y'all. She's going in. And I've seen a lot of people that are complaining about this. And, you know, I have to agree, she does deserve to go in on her own. And I think one day she will. But let's not look a gift horse in the mouth here. Let's take what we can get. They're putting her in.
There are a lot of legalities that go on with putting people in the Hall of Fame. And there's a lot of red tape you have to get through to get people in at time. To get China in right now, this is the way to do it.
Yeah, they're trying to get her in. They're trying to make everybody happy and put her in. This is the way that they're going to do it. They could very easily put her in on her own accomplishments at some point later down the line and make her a double inductee, which right now only Sean and Flair will be. So they could give her that honor. But this is also a way to put Hunter in the Hall of Fame because Hunter is a part of the family. And while Hunter is definitely deserving of going in the Hall of Fame, he really can't put himself in because it's a little self-serving. So to put the group DX in, it kind of covers a lot of bases here in terms of putting Hunter in, putting China in, getting the Outlaws in, getting X-Pac in. And most of those people will probably be going on their own, but in the event that they don't, they're in.
They're in. Like, DX is in.
So,
it's cool. It's really cool.
I cannot wait for the speech, as plural, and I cannot wait to see who inducts them.
There will be a lot of shtick going on in their whole intro, and they're going to have it all worked out. It'll be cool.
So whoever does it, roast the ever-living crap out of them.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It shows, one, the main attraction headliner they were not able to get, so if you're able to pull in DX, as always, the fallback, it's a good fallback for them, especially when tickets go on sale this Friday. Get them now, starting tomorrow. Buy all tickets. So there you go. I'm cool. I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
So it should be fun. The other big news that broke today is that, well, Roman Reigns is coming back on Monday to provide a health update. I think everybody is very anxious about this because we've been waiting to hear news on Roman for a while now. There's been stuff trickling out where he's been doing movie appearances and TV appearances, so that's a really strong sign for him. He's also been doing personal appearances, autograph signings, whatnot. So here's hoping, crossing fingers, that he's better and he's going to be back soon.
Yep.
And if he does come back, let's all be adults about it. Let's not be jerks. Let's not be rude. No, nobody out there cares, but let's be nice. Okay?
Yep.
Okay? Does everybody understand what I mean?
Yep. Okay, it's cool. Roman Reigns come back. We'll see what his health update is on Monday. He's scheduled for Good Morning America on Tuesday. So that right there should tell you it's a positive
message. Yes, it's a positive announcement. So yay for Roman. In Saturday news, Ty Dillinger announced, which I think we all kind of knew was coming, that he has asked for his release from WWE to move on to greener pastures. So I believe it has been granted.
No official update, but I would assume since he put it out on Twitter and everything like that, that while it may not be officially like Hideo's, it may not be officially on paper, it's pretty probably agreed upon.
Yeah.
On X date, you'll be released from the company. They're one of those things. He's been very frustrated with his position.
As he should be.
Yeah, but at the same point, it's hard because he's a good talent, but he's not a... He got the number 10 over, but I think that also hurt him. Not him him directly, but the crowd screwing with counting for a long time hurt him in the long run because it was affecting the product. When they go 1 and someone counts 10, you're ruining the dramatic nature of the count for the product. And that sort of hurt him in the long run.
Yeah, so it's sad to see him go. And I think sometimes, while NXT is a wonderful place and it's a wonderful thing and it's doing a lot of really good things to the industry, it also is hurting WWE in the fact that they do keep a large roster, mainly because they have to, and there are people who just get sacrificed to that roster. Ty Dillinger is unfortunately one of those people that he had all the promise in the world. And he was down in NXT, and he was down there, and he was down there, and he was down there, and they finally, I think, just had no choice. They sent him up because he had to go up. He was one of the originals from when they did the rebrand, and it's he'd been down there like Breeze for like 5 years or something ridiculous like that. And so it's like we have to send him up. We have to get him going. And so I think they gave it a shot with him. I think he got over for a little while, but sadly it wasn't meant to be. So hopefully he moves on and he goes somewhere better and funner. And he becomes all the things that he wants to be.
He has a good friend with a wrestling company.
He does. He does.
Anyway,
and just some generic wrestling news, because we're going to get to the last big story here in a little bit. Royal Rumble was announced to take place at Minute Maid Park in Houston in 2020.
Cool, we're going back to the baseball theme. I like it. Like it. Really like it.
Miz and Mrs. is going to return on April 2nd, so expect rack extras of that. We're going to get 14 new episodes. And this is season one. This is not season two, so this is a continuation of what we've already seen.
Which is cool. So they sent me the press release today, which is like, oh, it's season. It's not a new season, it's season one continued. Got it. Interesting little phrasing how they put it. 14 new episodes.
I don't really care how they put it. I'm just happy we're getting more.
Oh, I'm happy we're getting more. Yeah. So 14 new episodes coming April 2nd, right after SmackDown.
Woohoo! Shane McMahon is set to guest star on NCIS Los Angeles on March 31st. So set your DVRs or set your streaming services to that.
Hollywood. He's going Hollywood.
And Eddie Edwards has signed a long-term deal with Impact Wrestling. Not sure what long-term means, but he's sticking around for a while at least. That's good.
That's good for him.
And, well, in an interesting turn of events, I don't know how else to tie this in, it was announced that Chris Hemsworth is going to play Hulk Hogan in a biopic. Can they get Chris Hemsworth that tan and that jacked?
Well, let me tell you something, brother. All you have to do is get it lay in the machine, brother, and you do the things, brother, and you're going to be able to go, oh, brother, 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 do the poses, brother.
This may be the one Christmas Hemsworth movie I'm just not going to be able to watch. That got announced.
Yeah, they're very far off. He's just attached to the project. Netflix is interested in putting it together, so see what comes of it. But it's a long way off, brother. But it was like the big story that went on the internet. It's like Chris Hemsworth is playing Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Then Rusev is out there going, I can play Iron Sheik. I can play this person. I can play that person. He just wants a part, brother.
He does just want a part. And last, but certainly not least, in the theme of jilted exes, Seth Rollins had a problem. Bray Wyatt had a problem. Now Corey Graves has a problem. I really didn't want to talk about this, but this just has taken so many bizarre twists and turns. I feel like we have to talk about it. So over the weekend, the best way I can say this, Corey Graves' wife.
Okay, let me backtrack before you say what she put out. She was informed of this over the weekend. And then went to social media and now go.
So basically, she put Corey on blast, putting out tweets, emails, texts, and her own personal statements, claiming that Corey had not only had been, emotionally challenged and she had put up with his shit for far too long, but that he was screwing Carmella on the side of their marriage. And she continued throughout the weekend to provide receipts for this, including private text messages and everything else. Her Instagram has since been deleted. I think she's still blasting him on other forms of social media, but the Instagram account that had the original post that put him on blast, which she, by the way, deleted, there are screenshots of it if you want to see it, is gone.
Yeah.
It's all gone. So Corey really hasn't responded beyond somehow she got a text of his or a hold of a text where he's talking to someone about it and he's basically laughing it up. Because I think when she first put the initial text out, and it was basically him talking about how he wanted to die and he had locked himself up in this room with all the food, which was a little weird. And he was going to go to sleep, and he wasn't sure whether he was going to wake up or not. And, you know, to make sure the kids know that he loved him. It's like, everybody was really super concerned. Because, like, has anybody checked on him? Does anybody know if he's okay? And then she starts going off about him sleeping around with Carmela. And it just all devolved from there, where she continued to put stuff out from him and about him. And until she finally was either silenced or she chose to be silent, at least on Instagram. It's come out since then that Corey and his wife are in the process of getting a divorce, that they separated, I think, 4 to 6 months ago. And so ever since then, she's been kind of bitter. I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to take this, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you even process this? Because this story, and this was the week for bizarre news on all fronts. This story is just weird.
Very weird. It's one of those, like, okay, go, Corey, go. And then, Corey, you really shouldn't be doing that at the same time. It's weird. It's just a weird story. It was amusing to see.
It was amusing to see. I mean, you hate it when somebody you hate/love when this happens, because it's like you hate it for the person because it's so embarrassing, but you love it because it's like a car accident and you just can't look away.
Mm-hmm.
I will say Seth Rollins' ex still takes top prize on it.
Well, yeah. But yeah.
I mean, she got that stuff on the WWE official accounts and everything. Not that I'm supporting that in any way, shape, or form, but how she did that whole thing was just really impressive.
It was.
On a terrible front, but it was still impressive. You kind of got to give props where props are due there, even if it was completely wrong. But yeah, this has just been weird, and it's since all kind of settled out. Corey Graves didn't say anything about it on Monday Night Raw or on SmackDown. They have not acknowledged it at all. WWE, I think, is just sort of sweeping this up under the rug. They're just like, oh, God, not again.
Not again, yeah.
But I have to ask this question, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to judge anybody for their life, but it's like you're married to a beautiful woman with two, three kids, something like that. Why are you going to cheat on her? Why?
You get lonely on the road.
Well, okay. All right, you get lonely on the road. You have a one-night stand. You don't date anybody you work with. Well, you just don't.
Oh, but that's pretty hard, because let's think about, you know, Bray Wyatt and JoJo. Bree and Daniel Bryan, John and Nikki Bella, Charlotte Flair and Andrade Almas.
By the way, go Charlotte on that. Get it. I know.
Zelina and Aleister Black.
That made SmackDown awkward. I know. I get it. It's a fishbowl and you guys end up together. But if you're married,
if you're married, then that's just stupidity.
Yeah. It's like, it's one thing if you're single and you're looking to date somebody and it's like, yeah, okay. Dating a coworker is slightly more okay in that environment because you're with each other all the time, you see each other all the time, you're rarely home. So it makes sense that you date somebody inside the company and really inside the business, because they get your life. If you date and marry somebody outside the business, they're not going to really understand it and there could be problems, although there are some marriages that works. And that's wonderful. People that are married 40 years and one person was in the business and one person wasn't. It just kind of depends. But if you're married, that's what I'm talking about. If you're married, why are you going to do that? Like, I feel like if you're married to a pro athlete, and I'm just going to say this, and this is going to sound really, really wrong, and I apologize to anybody I offend up front, but I feel like if you are married to a pro athlete like that, or anybody that really is gone as much as these people are gone, that, you know, it's like you kind of have to make certain allowances, I feel like, on both sides, because it's an unreal expectation for both parties to sit there with their legs crossed, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, all right, so you're gone 6 days a week and then you come home and you sleep. I'm busy. I'm doing my own thing. And we don't have time. We're two ships passing in the night right now. It's not always going to be like that. But for the time being, it's like, look, if you have a need, go take care of that. And maybe that's just my mindset where it's like, look, just deal with it. Just don't bring anything home. I feel like that's what a lot of this might be. I don't know, though. But then it's like if you start having a full-blown affair with a coworker, that's where it gets weird, and that's where it gets difficult.
Because
it's just awkward.
It's very awkward. But, you know, to each their own.
To each their own. Like, I'm not judging him or her. You know, it's just, it's like, beyond looking at them like you sluts you. I mean, that's how I am with it. It's they're grown adults. They make their own decisions. I don't have a personal stake in this game, so I can't be mad and say either way. I am sorry for Corey's wife. I'm sorry for his kids that they're having to go through this. It's really kind of awkward for them, I'm sure, and it's heartbreaking for her, I'm sure. Because again, it's like she's sort of, she got him through the hard part of the wrestling career. You know, she was there with him when he started. She was with him when he went through the concussion diagnosis and had to retire. And she sort of helped to support him and lift him up and get him through the really, really hard parts and fight the really hard battles. And now that he's sort of settled out, now this happens and it's just like, wait a minute, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, think of the sacrifices that she's made for his career as well. And it's just like, I don't think she deserves to be done like that, but I don't know her, so we'll see. But anyway, yeah, so that's just a really bizarre story that happened this week, amongst many bizarre stories. And oh yeah, by the way, speaking of Bray Wyatt, he's still not shown back up.
Oh my
God. If anybody
God.
Has seen him, please put him in a car and send him to Monday Night Raw. Stat. What?
6 months, 8 days, 26 minutes, and 44 seconds.
6 months. Half a year that man has been gone.
Go to break.
Anyway, when we come back, we are going to be talking about Elimination Chamber, which was this past Sunday on the WWE Network. So you'll listen to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Roll up to the spot, feeling real good. Think you gon' talk shit, you better not. My homies real hood. They say logic, why you do that? I don't know, I don't know. Yeah, they used to be like who that? I don't know, I don't know. Now they know my name wherever I go. Used to think that's what I wanted, but now just don't know.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a good thing or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Why are you Gundam style over here?
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you have. Gundam style. Gundam style. Gundam style. Oh, not the pelvic thrust. That looks like Sulu in the sky. Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know.
That 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future. Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'll have to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Instagram, Instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
Did you know you can use support a creator code? Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop. RockNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Hey, this is Gail Kim, TNA Knockout, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. And, well, that music means we are talking all about Elimination Chamber, which took place this past Sunday on the WWE Network. This was an interesting show.
It was very enjoyable. The one positive off the top, it was 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh my God, it was so short. It was amazing.
It was amazing. That was a positive.
I didn't know what to do. Like, it ended at 10:30. It's like, what do I even do for the next half hour?
Right?
I'm so used to, like, sitting here and just, like, yelling at the TV, hurry it up because I'm falling
asleep.
Anyway. Asleep. But, you know, it wasn't like that at all. And I'm just like, yay!
So it kicked off in the kickoff show with Murphy and Tozawa. Buddy Murphy got the win, retaining his Cruiserweight Championship. No real shocker there. It was a good match. Slow start. Good ending. Like the Cruiserweight matches go. But then we gotta get to the main show. Despite Kevin Owens doesn't like pineapple and pizza, and he's right on that. Who wants pineapple and pizza? I mean, that's just nasty. Don't at me. It's nasty. There's a Women's Tag Team Championship. Elimination Chamber. Boston Hug Connection. Fire and Desire. Fabulous Glow. The Riot Squad. Nia and Tamina. And the Iconics.
Okay, can I just say how Peyton Royce looks super cute with light hair and she should completely keep it?
She probably will.
Go ahead. This was a good match. This was a really, really good match.
I love this match. It was the most enjoyable thing on the show. It really was. The main event was great, but this was enjoyable because there was an actual true underdog and that we actually knew was going to win. And it's like, they had a really good match. Everyone got to shine. Fabulous Glow had a little shine. The Iconics got to whoop some ass for a little bit, which was really nice. The Riot Squad did their part. Nia running into the thing and then making a swerve into the chamber like, oh, ha, lol. Always fun. I really like how they showcased the Iconics, but I thought Mandy and Sonya really were MVPs in this match.
Yeah, they were.
They took everyone's best stuff. They sold really well. They came in with some offense of their own. They were really strong in this match. I was impressed because 1 year ago, it was a disaster when they were in the ring in the chamber. A year later, it was so much better.
You can see how much they both improved. I also like how they got Sonya better gear.
Yeah.
Which was nice. Not that there was anything wrong with her gear before, but this just fits her, I feel like, a little bit better than what she was wearing before. But yeah, they looked really good. Everybody looked really good in this match. And that's what made me so happy about this, is just everybody looked good. But yeah, props to the Iconics, because they actually got to show what they can do, which we haven't been able to really see since they were in NXT for a while ago. And it's been a long time since we've really been able to see the Iconics do what they do. So that was nice to see. Riot Squad looked good in this match. I mean, I can't find anything wrong with this. I mean, I will say it was a little mean. A little mean when the crowd sang, hey, 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 goodbye to Tamina and Nia. That was a little mean. Funny.
Funny. Funny. I love the callback to last year's chamber with Bayley and Sasha on top of the chamber pod. It was a nice callback.
It was.
Good, unique setup for the bank statement. Boston Hug Connection are your first ever WWE Tag Team Champion, Women's Tag Team Champions. They got a huge ovation afterward. Very natural, very organic. I enjoyed this. I thought this was really good.
I liked the finish of this. Sasha and Bayley sold it, the emotion. And Sasha's words are incredibly poignant because it's, if you guys could only know
how much they fought for this, because they fought in the back and all the politics and all the BS and they got it.
I mean, honestly, I don't think I ever thought I would ever see women's tag team titles in the WWE. I thought I would never see the women in the chamber. I thought I would never see half the stuff that I've seen in the last 2 years, 2 to 3 years with the women, just because it was never even a consideration in WWE because of how they treated the women. And it's like, God, I would love to see that. It would make me see that. And it has. And just the fact that the women are getting their due and they are being showcased, it's just incredible. And I love it so much.
Yeah. So there you go. Up next, SmackDown tag team titles, Miz and Shane McMahon versus Usos.
Oh, that was the other thing we didn't mention in the news.
Because I left it for here.
Okay.
Maryse came out and announced she's pregnant.
Go Maryse and Miz! Wait a baby make! So Monroe Sky is going to have a little brother or sister, which is just amazing.
See?
So congratulations to them.
See? You don't have to put your comeback on hold to have a kid.
Ooh, shots fired there.
The Rock actually told about season 4, episode 5, now. Shane McMahon does his usual spots, the coast to coast, then got coast to coast into a super kick. Then he had to go through it, do the flying elbow drop through a table. He looked like he was about to pass out. His face gets so red.
Poor Shane. He's so willing to do this. He was so tired by the end.
Mm-hmm.
He was so tired about halfway through this match. Like, he did the, he jumped off the top rope or off the top turnbuckle into the announce table, and then he proceeded to lay there for 20 minutes because he was a tired pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very tired.
We had the skull crushing finale into a quick 2 count and then into the crucifix pin. Usos upset Shane McMahon and The Miz to become the new SmackDown Tag Team Champions. I'm surprised. A little upset. A little bit of an upset on that one.
I'm not really terribly upset.
No,
I was very surprised, though. It
was an upset. It was.
Oh, yeah. It was an upset for sure, but I was just, it's like, okay, all right. You had a lot of really good momentum with them. And, I mean, not to say that the Usos don't deserve it, but given what happened last week in Detroit with one of the Usos where somebody got drunk and somebody got arrested.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised that that happened, but I swear to God, this is not the first time that somebody's gotten drunk and gotten arrested and gotten a push. So, I mean, you know,
bow leave.
Maybe that's the way you got to do it in WWE. Who knows?
Just got a bow leave. So, yeah. Uso SmackDown Tag Team Champions.
So, congratulations to them.
Intercontinental Title Handicap Match. Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush versus Finn Balor. Really boring match.
Can we get Finn away from these two, please? And move him on to more exciting things? Because, God bless, Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush. And granted, Leo Rush is an improvement to Bobby Lashley. He's exactly what Lashley needs. I just wish they would write him better. I wish they'd write the whole thing better, because I feel like Bobby Lashley doesn't really deserve this. I don't think this is what he came back for. I don't know, though. And, yeah, this was fine. This was what it was. It just was... I honestly can tell you I don't really remember a lot about this match at all. It doesn't even...
It was boring.
The only thing I really remember is Finn winning.
And he pinned Leo Rush.
Called it.
Afterwards, Lashley laid out Leo Rush, and then they were back together on Monday. Whatever. Anyway, how can I care if he beats him up and then with him again the next night? Whatever.
They had a tiff.
They did. Charlotte Flair came out, put herself over. She was taking shots at Becky Lynch before the upcoming Raw Women's Championship match. Ronda Rousey and Ruby Riott. That was over in a split second.
Ronda won. Ruby got beat up. What happened afterwards? That's where the meat and potatoes of this is.
But Ronda Rousey's outfit, she cosplayed with Sonya Blade.
I need her to wear that every week. Or variations on a theme of that every week. I mean, don't get me wrong. The little skirt short top combination with the leather jacket. Very nice. Very cute. This outfit, the Mortal Kombat outfit, she looked goddamn badass in that. Like, just, she is there to murder you, and just that you're gonna take it and you're gonna like it, and that's gonna be it. I mean, she just looked fierce as hell, and I loved it. They got her makeup right too, which just, yeah!
It looked like it could be an outfit in the Fortnite item shop, which you can use.
And don't forget to use the creator code ROCKINSOCK.
When you do, bye.
You're such a whore.
Because he's in the chat, so I had to.
Well, I mean, I know Brent is your whore too, but you in particular, you are a whore.
Yep.
But yeah, this was getting back to Ronda. And Brent just heard it. Awesome.
Yep.
So, hi, Brent!
Anyway.
Hi, chat! So, yeah, this she looked fierce as hell, and I am on board for this if she ever decides to go this route. Just yes. All the yes. Yes.
As I said on the post-show Monday, I wish they had more time, and we got the time on Monday. After the match, Becky hobbles to the ring during a Rousey Charlotte stare down. She's hobbling through the crowd with her crutches.
I'd like to point out, she walks past three security people. Nobody stops her.
Would you?
Maybe.
Would you get a crutch to the side of the head if you tried to?
Probably.
Because Charlotte got beat up with a crutch, and she took some hard shots.
I have to say, I really loved how, like, Rhonda and Becky are standing there, and Charlotte's in the middle, and Becky just takes the crutch and starts beating the ever-living crap out of Charlotte, and Rhonda just stands there and watches approvingly, like, yep, you deserve that, yep. Ooh, hit her harder, yep, all the yep, just the whole time, just Rhonda is, like, smiling and nodding approvingly as Becky is just literally beating the tar out of Charlotte with this crutch. And then, you know, Becky lures Rhonda in with, you know, letting her talk trash to Charlotte, which she does, and Becky's like, yeah, go ahead. Go right on ahead. And then when Rhonda gets right where Becky wants her, she just comes around with the crutch and goes, wham! It beats the crap out of Rhonda with the crutch. And she busted Rhonda open the hard way.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. She needed some stitches afterwards on her arm, not on her head, though. Really good beatdown. Becky was over, like, all hell. And all that fun stuff. Want to address something in the chat room from Goke666. You don't like this angle between Becky, Charlotte, and Rhonda? I think it's stupid. I think they should have just made a triple threat in with and got done with and get the belt to Becky Lynch. Storytelling is what they're doing.
I'm not super thrilled it's a triple threat. I still want to see Becky and Rhonda on their own.
Right.
But
this is the story they're telling. And you can't just make the match a triple threat 10 weeks before WrestleMania. Then you have no build. Storytelling gets you there. And that's what they're doing.
They're doing a good job of building the animosity between the three and building the heat between the three. So that way they can bubble it up once we get past Fastlane. I'm completely fine with this because I think where they're going with this is eventually at Fastlane, you will have Becky versus Charlotte one more time. And then that's how Becky gets back in the match. Like you said, I think a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last week. And then we get the triple threat at WrestleMania. So I'm not super thrilled about it, but I like how they're telling this story, and I like how they're making you sort of want it.
Everyone's getting over in the process. Charlotte's getting the heat, Rhonda's getting her stuff in, and Becky's being put over as a major star. Everything's working according to plan.
They're doing a good job with it, which is rare.
It's the main event of WrestleMania, and they're not screwing up the story, so have fun with it.
Yep.
Things I don't need to see again. Baron Corbin, Braun Strowman, in any sort of match.
Can we stop? Okay, you know what? No. Because here's the thing. Alright, they did it Monday, and they did it here.
Yeah.
Will somebody please come say Braun Strowman?
So, it was a standard hardcore match. Braun put Baron through a table. McIntyre and Lashley showed up. It was a 3-on-1 beatdown. Triple powerbomb through two tables, like the Shield does, for Baron Corbin to get the win. Braun has no friends. Yes, he could use a cult leader to save him. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. Maybe he'll get members of the Shield to back him up at WrestleMania, to go into WrestleMania. You never know.
You never know, but yeah, it's like, hey, you know, it would be really cool if maybe, I don't know, Bray Wyatt rolled up and saved his buddy Braun, but hey, what do I know?
Did you know, Lindsay?
Mm.
Lacey Evans is still here.
What the hell was this? What the hell? I mean, okay, all right. The hair, the hat, and the outfit game was all on point. It was even cuter on Monday Night Raw. But what? Just what was that? You just have her walk out and strut out, and she just sashays down the ring with her little purse, and she's wiggling her hips, and she's like, oh, look at this. Isn't this great? Isn't this wonderful? And then she's like, oops, I forgot something backstage. And she tells herself backstage, what the crap was that? Just what?
Reminding you, she's still here.
I know she's still there.
Don't was. Reminding
I also know
there.
that woman can probably beat the crap out of half that roster.
Oh, yeah.
Put her in matches. Put her, put, put her in stories and with people and, you know, beating people up because that's what she does. I mean, yes, she has wonderful fashion. It's on point. But dude, you don't, this whole her walking out and sashaying around, you know, does somebody backstage like to look at her backside? Is that what this is? Somebody in the truck getting off to this because, you know, you don't need to be doing that on TV. Okay? All right? You just stop. She is married with children. Stop.
Brent doesn't need her in the ring. Anyway, WWE title was on the line in the main event inside the Elimination Chamber. Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Jeff Hardy, Kofi Kingston, and Randy Orton. This match was about Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan having a fantastic finish to this matchup. We had a nice Swanton bomb by Jeff Hardy on AJ Styles, and then quickly getting eliminated by Daniel Bryan. Also RKO by Randy Orton, then getting eliminated by Kofi Kingston right afterwards. But it was Kofi and Daniel Bryan stealing the show in the main event. Really good dramatic content and storytelling and all that fun stuff. It was great. The main event, the ending was good. The last 10 minutes was really good.
This was a defining match for Kofi Kingston. He's gotten a lot of really positive feedback coming out of this. Everybody was behind him. I think everybody's ready to see him as champion. We'll have to see if that happens, but he had a spectacular showing. Everybody looked good. But the worrying thing about this match was before it ever started, when Daniel Bryan comes out with Eric, right? Calm, nice, green Eric Rowan comes out with him, and security shows up to escort Eric Rowan backstage. And Eric Rowan starts to get hostile. And I think we all know what happens when Eric Rowan gets hostile. Sheep masks come out, and bodies and hair samples, and it's like, that man's a little crazy. He's a little off. I think he's been to therapy, and he's okay, but just be careful, because, you know, bad things could happen. I don't know. Like, I was just like, don't touch him. Bad things happen when you touch him. Just leave him alone. Just, you know, let him stand there and be cute. Can you just stand there and be cute and scary and imposing and all tattooed and stuff? Can he just, like, stand there? He's good at standing there.
Anyway, enjoyable pay-per-view.
Very enjoyable pay-per-view.
I enjoyed it a lot. Anything else you need to add about it?
There was no Bray Wyatt on the show, and I was highly disappointed.
I went 3-4. You went 4-3.
Hey!
8-Ball went 5-2.
God damn it. Alright, so we're going to take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, we are going to be talking all about SmackDown, NXT, and we'll be doing Tweet of the Week as well, so you don't want to miss it. You're listening to Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like you're trapped. Like living in a padded cell.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means... Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
and the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's our OCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins, and you're listening to the Rap Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at GearWork.net, RockRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch directly, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you could a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBook.com as well. And yep, we are back from our third segment. This is just to let everybody know that after the show tonight, there will be Fortnite with Friends, where Brent Omega, Rock, and I all get together and we act stupidly in a video game. So, quality content, there is profanity, I guess you could call it dark mode, I don't know. But it's Fortnite with Friends, right after the Rack. So stay tuned for that. But before we can get there, we gotta do Tweet of the Week.
To be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So before you begin, reading on Twitter during the break, apparently in YouTube comments now, if you say curse words, you can get videos demonetized. Interesting. Interesting.
Good to know.
YouTube, fix your stuff. Anyway.
Moving on from that helpful tip of the day, courage. JD!
Courage, JD!
Just want to make sure you all know I absolutely destroyed the dance floor last night. Like, people couldn't believe the incredible moves I brought out. I think I gave everyone chills. Dr. Lupo, those weren't chills, they were vibrations.
Lupo!
Lupo, man!
Valkyrie, the bromance of the 100 Thieves house is too strong. I need another girl to move in ASAP, please.
They've taken over her domain.
Courage replies, don't be mad, it's six dudes, chocolate-covered strawberries, and romantic comedies.
Ayy.
Ayy. And she replies, can I have one chocolate-covered Tylenol, lol. Courage, I just want to find my wife so we can eat chocolate-covered fruit and watch movies together. Is that too much to ask? Nadeshot replies, why do you need a wife when you have me? And it's a picture of Nate Chop with, I guess, Courage's phone. And Courage is laying down in the background. Courage goes, Cloak, order fruit for us. Nate Chop replies, Dennis, we need you right now. Get the strawberries. Cloak replies, done. And then Courage goes, it's Saturday night. I'm watching a romantic comedy with Nate Chop and Cloaksy. We have a few dozen chocolate-covered fruits on the way. This is the peak of my life. It's all downhill from here. And then it's, we got the chocolate-covered fruit. Still no wife. Life is tough. And it is. It's a bunch of chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yep.
La Cabra tweets Zelina Vega and goes, the match we all deserve at WrestleMania, and it's Asuka versus Zelina Vega. And Zelina goes, yeah, but would Asuka be ready for me? Asuka replies with a pointing gif, and then it goes to the limo exploding. So I would take that as a yes. Asuka City replies and goes, do you want to go through this again? And puts up the receipt of Asuka throwing Zelina down like a rag doll. To which Zelina replies with the gif, the dream has no memory of that. And that's all I have.
Huh. James McKenna, fight more cops and your dreams will come true, with a gift of the Usos holding up tag belts.
Oh, God.
Legendary quiz. How long do you think before Alistair loses one of his names? Biggie replies, in my head, he's already black. Scissors. If you played my death run and hate me, just know I love you. I also love watching you suffer. Heart.
We need to get that man a girlfriend. Or a boyfriend. I'm not sure what he's into, but we need to get him a significant other.
Renee Young. Big news. Jamaican beef patty is currently en route to my house. Stay tuned for patty updates. Future Dave Meltzer. Jamaican beef patty. The Jamaican beef party would be Kofi's name if he got the Val Venus gimmick. It's a fact. Not Sports Center. After signing Manny Machado, the Padres believe that with a few more moves and a little luck, they can truly be a contender for fourth place in the NL West this season.
Ouch.
So in the Fortnite item shop where you can use code RACKANDSUCK, they put out Little Whip, the ice cream man thing.
I wanted that backpack so bad.
Okay, so Tim replied, what on earth? Lupo replied, it's not actually food, Tim.
It's not.
It's not actual food. But it was a cool, creepy little dude with an awesome glider and an awesome backpack.
Backpack was so nice. And it was a little polar bear machine that licked the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I wanted it.
It was cool. It was cool. But that's Tweet of the Week.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Yeah, Ash, it's a shill. Use code ROCKANDSOCK in the Fortnite item shop, and I'll continue to mention it and keep using it. Thank you.
He's a shilling whore, if in case you haven't already figured that out. You're going to hear it if you stick around with Fortnite for Friends or with Friends about 20 more times.
Yep, use code ROCKANDSOCK for SmackDown Throwdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
You realize making it a thing, people saying, oh, you use a shield, is going to make me say it over and over again. Thank you, Go Home Wrestling Show, for following us on Twitch.
Hey, thank you!
So there's that. So let's get into SmackDown. This was a show. We found out Miz had a public apology for Shane McMahon letting him down. Also talking about how he gave him one of his greatest moments when his father actually was proud of him, which was a nice moment. That was a really nice moment on
let the good times
thanks for hosting
roll.
Us, Go Home Wrestling Show. Thank you for hosting us on Twitch.
Hi, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So there's all that. So they were out there.
He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand.
That's the sounder for hosting the show. There you go.
Thank you.
Waiting for all the sounders to kick through. So they were talking about it and all that fun stuff. The Usos came out, but Miz wanted one thing. He wanted another shot at the tag team titles, and Shane's like, I can't do that. I can't give it to you. Then the Usos egged them on. Shane then agreed, and then at Fastlane, the rematch will happen. The fans booed in the building. Oh, boo, we can't see the match tonight. We do get to see it in 3 weeks at Fastlane. It worked.
I'm okay with it.
It worked. We got more Aleister Black on the show. He defeated Andrade, Andrade, forgot, they got rid of his last name, Andrade.
It was very, he will always be Andrade Cien Almas to us.
Very awkward, Zelina Vega in the corner of Andrade watching Aleister Black wrestle.
I really love, yeah, it was like, oh, hey, look, it's Aleister Black. Awesome. He's opening SmackDown. Who is Aleister Black wrestling? Oh, that's Andrade. Oh, hey, look, there's his wife with Andrade. This is awkward. This is really awkward. Like, that's the one, like, downside to wrestlers and social media is it's like, you're great. It's great. It's wonderful that they're married and her dress was just beautiful. It was a great ceremony. Somebody leaked pictures of it, but her dress was amazing. And yeah, so it's like, you know they're married and you're trying not to remember that they're married, but you constantly remember they're married. It's like Dean and Renee. The only difference is, like, Renee just takes no responsibility for Dean whatsoever. She's like, nope, nope, not touching that. Nope.
Not gonna be
He's his own person. He does his own thing. Not doing anything with that.
So yeah. Aleister Black got the win, which is cool. It was a big week for him. Get more into
it. It was nice to see him. We got to see him 3 times this week.
We'll get more into him when we get to NXT. Did you know, according to the bar, it was take your NXT superstar to work day? As they met up with Ciampa and Gargano. And then they had a match with Ciampa and Gargano. It was a really good match.
Would you expect anything less?
Yeah. It was really good. It was a very enjoyable, scary moment. Very scary moment on the sunset flip in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah.
Everyone's okay. There's no injuries. Everyone's good. Gargano and Ciampa got the win. Really good stuff. Really good match. Very enjoyable. So there was that. Asuka was looking for new challengers. Stepping up to the plate was Mandy Rose. And surprise, surprise, Mandy Rose got the win over Asuka.
Which, okay, that's good.
You gotta give her some credibility over the champion. I mean, the aura of Asuka being undefeated is over, so she has to play the 50-50 game somewhat. And you gotta get Mandy Rose over a little bit. She had a great performance at the Elimination Chamber, so this giving her some credibility with the win was a smart move. And it looks like we're headed to the title match at Fastlane.
Well, I feel like because Becky and Charlotte are embroiled technically with Ronda right now, you have no real top heel on SmackDown. So you have to create that next level beneath Becky Lynch and really Charlotte to support the show while they're busy doing other things. So Mandy Rose, they had big plans for her and then they kind of backed off of her. And now I feel like hitting the gas pedal again with her. Where they're trying to make her and Sonya into something. And yeah, like you said, it's a credibility issue. There's, you know, they looked good at Chamber. That definitely helped them. But you just need to get some wins under their belts and get them back on TV more. And have them do more to get them in the fans' minds. So that way it's not like they walk out and they're like, oh, hey, look, there's Mandy Rose and Sonya. They found them. How about that? You know, it's no, they need to be there every week if you're going to have her be a credible threat to the titles.
Speaking of finding people... Found Eric Young, EY.
Right?
EY, one of the very first guests of this show. We found him. He was on the show tonight, or on Tuesday. He took on Ricochet. They found him.
I was like, wait, what? They found EY? What?
What? They found him? Holy crap. Solid matchup. Showcase for Ricochet. Ricochet won with a 630. Really solid stuff. It was enhanced.
So pretty.
you got a point, but he lost, so you lost points. So good job there.
I do what I can, you know, it happens.
I'm talking for Brent.
Oh, Brent.
He said Eric Young showed up, I get a point. You technically lost points. Of course he lost.
You did.
Yeah. Main event, the 6 men who were inside the chamber battle in a 6-man tag team matchup. Kofi Kingston, AJ Styles, and Jeff Hardy took on Daniel Bryan, Samoa Joe, and Randy Orton. After Kofi Kingston pins the WWE champion in the middle of the ring for the second week in a row.
Hey!
It is announced at Fastlane it will be for the WWE Championship Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston. So Kofi gets his one-on-one title match.
This should be really good. This should be really enjoyable. I don't know if Kofi's going to get the title or not. I know a lot of people would like to see him get the title, which just goes to show how much work Daniel Bryan has done on his character and made people not really like him that much. So that's awesome for him. But yeah, I would be fine either way. Honestly, I think it would be cool to see Kofi win the title. I would just hate to see them do something like they give it to him and then 24 hours later they have him lose it. Like I don't want that at all. I'd like to see him have a good title reign. I just don't feel like now is the right time for it. But now is the right time for it, which sounds really wishy-washy, but it's like the groundswell is there for him. But it's like we're essentially six-ish weeks out from WrestleMania, and I don't think he's going to be in the main event. I don't know, though. He could. Bryan's, I don't think Brian's contender for WrestleMania has been set.
There are many names. One's a co-leader, one's a guy who likes to go to movies and eat popcorn. So, who knows?
Well, you know, the co-leader is never coming back, so it's all lies about him.
We'll have to see. So that's SmackDown.
He has abandoned us.
For over 6 months. Anyway, ready for NXT?
Yep.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So, stop me if you heard it so far. Aleister Black had a match.
Really? Oh my god, that's so original.
Three matches, 1 week for Aleister Black. This was a good matchup with Roderick Strong. Aleister Black got the win. Really good matchup. He fought off the numbers, he got the win. That's all you can happen. He escaped the beatdown. There's everything you needed. Ricochet came out to help. It was what it was.
I mean, you can't expect anything less from Aleister Black and Roderick Strong. You know it's going to be a good match right off the bat. And again, this was the third time that we had seen him this week. So it's like, it's always great to see Aleister. It's always great to see Ricochet. Don't get me wrong. But it was just like, okay, all right, it's a little harder to get excited because it's like we're only used to seeing him once a week and this time maybe twice. And this time it's like we've gotten him 3 days a week, 3 days this week, 3 days in a row. So it's just like, yay,
little kind of thing. A little overkill.
But the match was great.
Yeah, very enjoyable. We had a Bianca Belair interview where she talked about how she may no longer be undefeated. She'll always be undefeated. With her, the attitudes, her way of life, always being undefeated, and she's looking to get a title shot coming up against Shayna Baszler.
I wouldn't mind seeing that again.
No. It was announced that the Dusty Rhodes Classic will return in 2 weeks. The following teams are involved. The Undisputed Era, European Union, Forgotten Sons, and the Street Profits so far have been announced.
Trent and Tyler?
Probably announced next week.
Yay!
But they're not announced just yet. It was Mia Yim versus Xia Li. Solid matchup. Mia Yim got the win. Afterwards, Baszler and the girls came down, went for a beatdown. You had members of the locker room, the babyfaces, came out. They got beaten down, and Shayna and her crew stood tall after beating down on Mia Yim. She gave her a nice big knee, laying her out, did Shayna. So Mia's trying to stand up for the young girls in the locker room, and she kept being down for it. But she will get her one-on-one match next week, I believe, against Shayna Baszler.
There you go.
So that should be fun. Nice little angle they're building. Before the main event, you had Johnny Gargano. He was getting ready, and Candice walks over. She goes, "You know what you have to do." And then she looks over and goes, "What the hell are you doing here?" And it's Tommaso holding onto his belt.
Okay, can we just talk about the death glare that Candice gave him and how Mama still very much wants to whoop up on him? And I would pay to see her do that, honestly. I really still want Candice versus Tommaso. I don't think anybody understands the irrational need that I have for Candice to defend her husband's honor, even if he's gone slightly off the wagon in terms of morality lately. I really need her to slap Tommaso around for about 10 minutes.
Gargano said he didn't need Ciampa to win the title, and he's about to show the world why he's Johnny freaking wrestling. So that's going to be the main event. But before we get there, we had an interview with an unnamed interviewer talking to Matt Riddle. It's a really
bro.
Good... Bro, it was
bro.
Late. It was late. By the way, the unnamed interviewer, Jeremy Borash.
Hey!
It's a really good interview. There's a full version up on the YouTube channel of WWE. So go check that out. So, that was the main event. Velveteen Dream. Johnny Gargano for the NXT North American Championship. Really good. Really good match. But we have a brand new champion for North America. His name, Velveteen Dream.
I would have liked to have seen Johnny's reign just a little bit longer, but this match was... superb. I mean, you can't expect anything less from these two at this point. I mean, and I feel like we say that a lot about NXT, but it's true. It's like automatically you throw certain names together and you know right off it's going to be a fantastic match. You know exactly what you're getting with it because we've seen it enough before that it's like, this is fine. This is acceptable. I'll take this. And you're not tired of it. Mm-hmm. And this is another one of those where it's like, you've got Johnny and you've got Velveteen Dream. They work well together. You know it's going to be a fantastic match. And Dream I believe this is his first title.
Yep.
In NXT, so congratulations to him on winning his very first title in WWE, and he's your new North American champion, and this was just amazing.
And that was our show.
That was our show, so a very solid episode of NXT.
Yep.
But I think that does it for us, too. What do you think?
It does. Coming up next, so don't go anywhere. Stream's not going off. We'll be muted for a few minutes, but we're here. It's Fortnite with friends. Myself, Lindsay, Omega, and the intern will be live just a few minutes. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's another edition of CB Radio. We're planning a very special Greater Than Great debate. You don't want to miss it this Saturday, midnight-ish, greaterthangreatdebate.com, cbradio.com. Not sure if there's a show Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's WTR Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio. We'll see if they go on the air. Monday night, we will be on the air at 11 p.m. Eastern to talk all things Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. We'll be back live next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bells Season 4, Episode 5, available now. Check out the Rack on social media. It's the Rack on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Rack Radio Show. It's the Rack Radio Show on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. It's at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, and again, use creator code in the Fortnite item shop, Rock and Sock. twitch.tv/WTRLive as well.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNS Severity, and don't forget to check out the very fine sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, and fightbooth.com. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com, and everybody sit tight. We're going to take a quick little break, and then when we come back, Fortnite with friends. You don't want to miss it. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.